You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I get that you're not happy if you're an Atlanta sports fan. I don't know, maybe Georgia fans are happy. Yeah, Georgia fans are probably happy. Ain't no one else happy. I don't think anybody. Braves fans might be happy, but the season hasn't started yet. But they might be a little bit happy, or at least looking forward to spring training down in Florida. Boy, I tell you what, brother, do we have something to talk about? Well, good morning to you on a Sunday morning. It would normally be a Falcons Sunday, but you know the NFL put them on Monday Night Football, which is a good call. Jeez. Sounded like a good idea at the time, huh? Hey, how about that Week 16 Rams-Falcons game? That could be really good. The Rams could be really good, and they are. And the Falcons could be yeah, okay. Oh, my. Well, here we are. We have 3.5 hours till we get to a triple header today. On the station, we will have NFL football for you. And one really good game. A couple of interesting games and one game that's really going to, oh my God. So we'll take you to the Seahawks and Panthers. Seahawks, of course, best record in the NFC. Seattle Seahawks, best record in the NFC, 12-3. Against the Panthers, that'll be the first game up of the triple header, and we'll take you to coverage of that. That's a 1 o'clock kick in Charlotte. That'll be followed by the Giants and Raiders. Ooh-wee. Two teams tied for the worst record in the NFL, both 2-13. This is the Fernando Mendoza Bowl in Las Vegas. And then a really great game to end it tonight on Sunday Night Football, Bears and 49ers. Two teams are both vying for potentially, if they get some help from the Panthers, potentially the number one seed in the NFC here. So, again, it's a triple header right here on 92.9 The Game of NFL today. Seahawks, Panthers at 1, followed by the Giants and Raiders, followed by the Bears and the 49ers. Now, before we get to all that football here, we have 3.5 hours, you and I, to talk. And ain't no guests but you, okay? So I do need you to jump in. I've got a lot to talk about here at 404-726-0929. And we have an awful lot to talk about that we can get into here. Just to kind of top of the mind here, you know, shout out to Georgia Tech. They had a shot. They had a shot. They probably should have won the game. They scored 2 touchdowns in 13 seconds, and they couldn't just make the play when they needed to make the play. Well, I guess they made the 4th down play, right, to get it down inside the 20. But then they couldn't make the play to win the game and came up short in the Pop-Tart Bowl there. The Hawks, oh, my God. Picked a heck of a time for – see, everybody's on vacation, right? And so Mike Kiney's not doing the pre and post, so I'm filling in for him on pre and post over the last few days. The Bulls' heart-wrenching loss and then the crappy game they played the next night. And then, of course, last night, where they're down 18 to the Knicks. They fight all the way back. They take the lead with 49 seconds to go in the game. And then they just throw the ball away. And they miss a three at the buzzer and got a good look, and they lose to the Knicks. The numbers on the Hawks are just mind-boggling if you stop and think about it. They've lost 6 in a row. They are 5-11 at home. Okay, just so that we're all clear, 5-11 at home is a bad basketball team. Okay, that's a bad basketball team. You're 5-11 at home. There's no sugarcoating anything else. If you're 5-11 at home, you are a bad basketball team because something is really, really wrong. They're 2-10 in their last 12. They've lost 6 in a row. They just had a 5-game homestand where they didn't win a game. They went 0-5 on a homestand. Now they're going to go play tomorrow night at Oklahoma City. Good luck with that. There's something really amiss here. They have not won since Trey returned to the lineup. Trey did not look like he was 100% last night. And so we can talk about the Hawks at 404-726-0929. You know, what do they do now? Is trading Trey the only way to save the Hawks? It's pretty obvious they miss Kristaps. He's supposed to be reevaluated today. There's a 2-week window that Steve Holman was telling me about. He's got a heart issue. And, you know, first thing is, of course, you know, it's just general overall health. Forget about his, you know, playing health or how long it's going to take him to get back up to speed and be part of the team again. He's only played in 13 games this year. So, I mean, he's missed 20. So they make the big move in the offseason to get him, and now he's got this heart issue. So, again, prayers, you know, are out for him just because first things first, you've got to make sure you're healthy here. But, boy, they do miss him. Okongwu played great last night, 31-14, but the Hawks are too small, and everybody's just beating them up inside. They get destroyed by the Knicks on the boards. And without Kristaps in there, they don't have another big option. Asa Newell's playing his heart out. I don't know what was Mogay must not be healthy because he played for 1 minute last night and he didn't get back into the game. So I don't know the way to fix the Hawks except to say that what they got going right now ain't working. And if we're at a point where, and I said this, look, I'm a huge Trae Young fan, but I got to a point of saying, look, if it's just not going to work, then for the franchise and for Trae himself, there has to be a decision made. Because, you know, it's not fair to all of us Hawks fans to have us think that Trae Young, you know, he took us almost to the NBA Finals. Who knows? I still think they might have beaten the Suns and won the title, but that didn't happen because he stepped on a ref's foot. Maybe it's just time. You know, they've got a little bit of time. Trade deadline's not till February 6th. So they have some time to get him healthy and get him up to speed. But if this mix is just not going to work with Trae, this was kind of, I think, the last shot of that. So I think, you know, you kind of move on. You've got the number one pick of the Pelicans next year, which is a lottery pick. You also have the number one pick of the Bucks. I mean, you've got first-round picks. You can kind of, you know, Kristaps was a one-year pickup anyway. I'm not saying it's over. They're 15-18. They're right kind of on the play-in line. But this is not really headed in a direction that you wanted to be headed in. So we can talk about the Hawks at 404-726-0929. Then we can talk about playoff week. It's playoff week. So there's something positive here, but I'm not really sure who the team to beat is. I mean, I know Indiana's the number one team in the nation. I get that. Big Ten's had really, everybody's making so much out of the bowl games. Big Ten's had a great bowl season. The SEC's had a suck bowl season. Guys, nobody's playing. Nobody cares. Coaches are gone. Players are in the portal. It's just, I don't think you can glean, you know, maybe from, you know, kind of the group of five teams, you know, they still have pretty much all their coaches and all their players, and they're playing their guts out. But, you know, when you get to the big clubs, people are like, yeah, I'm checking out. And so, you know, like Nebraska, my team, they're going to the Las Vegas Bowl, right? Forget that Dylan Raiola's gone. Their star running back, who I guess you could argue next to Jeremiah Love is best running back in the nation, Emmett Johnson, he's great. He's not playing because he's going to the NFL. And then they've got a bunch of guys who are, you know, air quotes, injured. And then they've got new coaches coming in. They fired a number of coaches, and they're bringing in the new coaches to coach the bowl game. And the new coaches are going to want to look at the guys who are going to be coming back next year, right? They want to, this is like the first game of next year, so they're going to want to look at the guys that are going to be back, not so much the guys that are not going to be back, because they don't care about those guys. They have to evaluate the guys that are coming back. So anyway, that's the point of this, is that I put no stock in bowl games. Go out there, play your best. If you win, you win. If you lose, whatever. Besides, nobody cares, except you only care about your team. You couldn't care less. You think any LSU fan cares that they lost that bowl game last night? I just don't think any LSU fan. With Lane Kiffin's coming in, things are going to be different. Things are changing, right? They couldn't give a hoot that they lost that bowl game last night. It just doesn't. It doesn't mean anything, and it will be forgotten in a whisper, you know, because everybody's going to talk about the playoffs. So back to the playoffs with these eight teams here. I'm not really sure who the favorite is. You can literally make a case for any of them. So that's why it's got me kind of all excited here. You know, the one team I think I would be surprised, you know, advanced you know, to the title game, if you say, okay, this team is in the title game, would be Ole Miss. Not that they're not capable of making it there. it's just a pretty, you know, pretty rough road. But they may rally around Pete Golding. It may be a big thing where they rally around Pete Golding and they stun Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. I'm not trying to get any of you Rebels fans upset here. To me, that would be the one surprise here. I mean, if Oregon got hot, sure. If Texas Tech got hot, sure. Georgia's playing hot. They're playing as well as anybody in the nation. Indiana's number one. Ohio State's still Ohio State. Miami, you know, they're out to set to prove to something, right? I mean, that defensive line shut down A&M. Can they shut down Ohio State? Maybe. Ohio State's offensive line is good, above good, not quite very good, but Miami's defensive line is some kind of something. So it's a really interesting playoff. Who do you think is going to win? So we can talk about that. Then we got to get into the Falcons because it is a Sunday. I have an awful lot of Falcons content to talk to you about. So the Hawks are there. We could talk about that. The playoffs are there. We can talk about that. Is it time to move on from Trey? I told you we have a lot of topics. Is it time to move on from Trey? Is that the only way to kind of salvage the franchise at this point? It pains me to say this because I'm a Trey fan. But maybe it is. And the playoff week, is there a favorite here? I mean, I know you Georgia fans think, you know, you're the hottest team in the nation. Look, over the last month, you've beaten, you know, you beat Texas, you beat Georgia Tech, you beat Alabama. You can make a case here. But do I think Georgia's a clear favorite? I don't think they're a clear favorite. I think that, I think anybody but Ole Miss is the only team that would surprise me. If you said any of these teams won the national title, maybe Alabama, because I don't know who I'm getting with Alabama. I have no idea. If I get good Alabama or bad Alabama, beats the hell out of me. I don't know who's showing up in the Rose Bowl. I don't think Alabama fans know who's showing up in the Rose Bowl. We saw against Oklahoma that Alabama was, well, you saw bad Alabama, and that was rearing its head, and all of a sudden you saw kind of good Alabama. So it's like, okay, which Alabama showing up? The one that beat Georgia or the one that got whooped by Georgia? Nobody knows. You know, the one that goes out there and looks like a champion or plays like they did against Florida State and just gets manhandled. I have no idea. You know, the one that, you know, is roaring through Auburn and then needs a fumble to beat Auburn. So maybe Ole Miss and Alabama are the two teams that I'm most out there. Because if you haven't watched Texas Tech play this year, oh, there's some kind of good. I'm telling you, that is a good football team, okay? That BYU team that, managed to hang on against Georgia Tech, yeah, Texas Tech manhandled them twice. Manhandled them. Texas Tech is a really good football team. If you've got a thought here, I'd entertain it. We do have 3.5 hours to chat, you and I. And we do have some interesting discussions about the Atlanta Falcons that we have to entertain. One is, I want to play a little game with all of you, and then I'm going to play it with Noel after the break here. When you call in here, I'm going to play a little game with you, and it's called Will They Be Back? And I want you to give me a yes or a no. If you want to play the game, you don't have to play the game. You can just offer an opinion. That's fine. But if you want to play the game, say, I want to play the game. Will they be back? It's just yes or no as we sit here on this Sunday morning. Just yes or no as we sit here on this Sunday morning. I ask you all four, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts. Will they be back? Yes or no? It's just a straight yes or no. And, you don't have to go into a whole lot of detail, but I'm just curious to kind of get the pulse here of whether you think they'll be back or not. Then there's all the reaction about Arthur Blank, because I have some with the announcement, which I can read the Albert Breer story about the announcement about the consulting firm coming in, just make me shake my head. There's a big, a long article about this, and I'm going, okay, this is not news. You know, the Falcons are going to be evaluated at the end of the season. Yeah. I think every team does an evaluation in every sport at the end of every season and has for every year since, 1922. I don't know, maybe before that. They always evaluate every team. This was a big, long article about how the Falcons are going to evaluate after the season. Well, yeah. Did I miss something along the way? So I don't know. Maybe I missed something here. There's another thing I might be missing, which is the discussion that is currently taking place on my Twitter, or X if you prefer, at John Fricke, JohnFricke. And on my Facebook. Again, just my name. I just go by my name, J-O-H-N-F-R-I-C-K-E. That's been ongoing. It's not just the ones I posted this morning. In regards to Arthur Blank and whether or not you think he's a crappy owner, that he doesn't want to win. I got one of those again this morning. Or that he needs to sell the team. Because I need to know from you. I think it's time we talk about ownership here. Because I need to know from you what you think of Arthur Blank, if he's a crappy owner, that he doesn't want to win, or that he needs to sell the team. So we got a lot to talk about here. That's kind of the setup of the show, 404-726-0929. Let's talk. We have 3 full hours plus for you and I to chat on a Sunday morning on Sports Radio 92.9.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Game. Sunday morning live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you. Phone number, as always, 404-726-0929. You and I have 3 hours here till the NFL triple header today. Till 12:30, you and I can chat here. No other guests but you, and you are not a caller. You are a guest. We can disagree without being disagreeable. At least I think we can. At least I hope we can. I've only banned, in all this time, I've been doing this an awfully long time, okay? I mean, been in the business 46 years, but I've been doing talk radio. Well, I started doing talk radio full-time kind of in 97. So how long, I'm losing it, it's almost 30 years. And I've only banned one person from the air in 30 years, just one. He earned it. I will say he earned it. but yeah, I don't do that. I'm willing to discuss things with you. I mean, I try and keep it civil, and because I think it's the only way to have a productive conversation here. Anyway, we have 3 hours to 12:30 to talk here, and a whole bunch of stuff to talk about here. If you're hanging on, I promise if you call in, since you're a guest and not a caller, if you want to do a drive-by and say, John, I'm going to hang up and listen, you can. But I'm interested in talking to you. So like Todd and Mikey, you're hanging on. Just be patient. I promise if you are on hold, I will get to you on the air. I promise you that. Okay? I am doing a little game here based on a tweet that I got from a guy named Steve Grizzle. That's what he goes by. He was complaining and bitching and moaning. Falcons are going to be the same team next year. Same exact team. And I'm like, not really, Steve. I mean, there are going to be changes. We just don't know what change. Of course, there's going to be new players. There's going to be some new coaches. There's going to be – there's going to be changes. There's changes every offseason. I mean, no team stays static. That just does not happen. Now, the results may be the same, but that's not what I think he was inferring. I think he was saying that the Falcons aren't going to make any moves. So we're going to play – among the topics today, we're going to play a little game called Will They Be Back? I want to start with Noel. Noel, do you want to play this little game with me?
Let's do it, John.
Okay, so I've already answered them. I've written my answers down here. This is, if you want to play, fine. If you don't, you don't have to. Not saying you have to. You could talk about whether or not trading Trey is the best option, who you think is really the favorite, try and make the case for favorite to win the playoff, and then we could certainly talk about Arthur Blank. Will they be back? It's just yes or no. I don't want any long. I mean, you could talk about it after the fact, but when we're just counting up the votes here, I just want to like yes or no this. Yes or no, will Terry Fontenot be back?
Yes.
I also said yes. Yes or no, will Raheem Morris be back?
Yes.
I also said yes. Yes or no, will Kirk Cousins be back?
No.
I also said no. Yes or no, will Kyle Pitts be back?
Oh, that's the tricky one, but I'm gonna gamble and say yes.
I also said yes. You and I voted okay. The same way. I think they're gonna tag him.
I also think they're gonna tag him.
The only question is, what kind of a tag do they put on him? You know, if they put a non-exclusive tag on him, you know, that's going to cost him a lot more money, but it's going to really kind of, you know, everybody's going to shy away from that because they don't want to give you two first-round picks for him.
Right.
But if they think he's got that kind of market value in a year where Travis Kelce's leaving, maybe they do, you know, and then you could afford, you lose him, but you get two first-round picks as compensation.
Right.
Okay. You know? All right, let's get to your calls here. The Arthur Blank thing, I had a couple of tweets, I call them tweets, posts, whatever we're calling them these days, on the X. One from Christopher Berg, who said that Arthur Blank is fine with losing. Another from this morning, again, at John Fricke, JohnFricke, if you want to weigh in on the X or on my Facebook, it's just Frick with an E on the end. Greg Cody says, I always love these. I'm not a Falcons fan, but I'm like, okay, why are you weighing in if you're on? But anyway, he says, I'm not a Falcons fan, but if Arthur Blank cared about winning, he would find a top coach and GM to win. I'm like, so again, both of these guys, Christopher Berg and Greg Cody, are posting at me, tweeting at me, saying that Arthur Blank does not want to win. Do you think that Arthur Blank doesn't want to win? Do you think he's a crappy owner who doesn't want to win? Do you think, because I've had plenty of people say, Arthur Blank needs to sell the team. Do you think any of those things? I just make the case for it. That's all. We're not going to argue here. I'm just interested as to why you think any of these, because I don't think any of them are true. Okay, I'll just say that up front. I don't think he's a crappy owner. Matter of fact, I think next to Ted Turner, he and Ted Turner are the two best owners in pro sports in the history of Atlanta. I think he absolutely wants to win, and I think I can make that case pretty clearly. And he needs to say, he's not going to sell the team. I don't know what to tell anybody. He's got to sell. He's not selling the team. He's going to will the team to Josh Blank, to the AMB family. I got news for you. AMB as an organization is going to own the Falcons for at least the next 50 years. I can't get that to sink into some people's heads. Like, he could just sell the team. He owns Atlanta United. He's going to own the NWSL team. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I mean, all the properties are, the guys are tied together. The Flowery Branch is a $5 or $6 or $10 million, probably more than that, probably a $25 million. Heck, it might be more than that. I'd need a real estate agent to tell me what the value on the property is at Flowery Branch. I'm undervaluing it. As a real estate guy, I just realized that. That might be a $50 or $60 or $100 million thing out there. I mean, that place is valuable, that piece of property with all the buildings on it. The training ground for Atlanta United has got to be worth, heck, that's probably got to be worth $20 million, you know, so, or $25 million. It's all tied together, guys. You can't just sell one. We can't just say, well, we're going to sell the soccer team. Yeah, you can't do that. All right, we go to Todd here. You got a lot to weigh in on, so kind of choose your topic here. Hey, Todd, welcome to the show.
You know, Freaky, being from here, 48 years old, they used to call this town Losersville growing up, you know, and that goes back to the Hawks and Falcons. When Ted had the Hawks, he put Pete Babcock, Stan Kasten in charge. They'll make moves, dib and dab. But this new owner comes in, you know, he always talked about the luxury tax and everything. You know, he made moves. He go out and get Alexandra. And, you know, he drafts and everything like that. But everybody in their mama knew that we went out and got Porzingis, that he was going to be hurt. And this general manager went out there and
got him. Not hurt.
And look at him and everything.
No,
like
hang on. In fairness, Todd, they discovered a heart issue. He's not like he's got a knee. This is a heart issue that they discovered.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, see, I didn't know that. But a heart issue, that's serious right there. You know,
right.
But I think the Hawks, we talking about trading Young and everything like that. We got to get a point guard. It ain't, you know, if we trade him away, who we going to have? Johnson bringing the ball up, asking him to do offense.
Well, I guess, right. You know, look, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to interrupt.
One quick thing about the Falcons.
No, hang on. I just said this is what I don't want to do. Todd, you could do two things, but I want to be able to discuss the one thing before you move on. The question I have for you today is trading trade the only real option? You have to February 6th to make a deal. When you talk about a point guard, you can trade Trey, and part of the deal could be for a, you know, you could get a, because you got to match salaries. It could be that a point guard is involved in that, or, you know, maybe, you know, two players plus a draft pick. The point I'm trying to make is this franchise ever going to win with Trey? Are they ever going to win a title with Trey? If they're not going to win a title with Trey, setting everything else you talked about aside, isn't it just time to move on? For his sake and for the franchise's
sake. I see it is because we ain't going to get nowhere with the roster we got now in our bench. We don't, like you say, we don't have a big. We don't have no big. We small. So I think we do. Then the next thing is the coach. What this coach, you know what I'm saying, he supposed to be, you know, this trying to take us to the playoffs and get over the playoffs. I don't understand it, you know what I'm saying. I hope we can make a move and everything, but quick on the Falcons, I think the general manager got to go. I think he got to go. I think he got to go out because until Junior get back, we need to go out and get a quarterback. I think Matt Jones is the only option that's out there we can do go out and get.
All right. Appreciate it, Todd. Thanks much. Appreciate you taking the time to call in on a Sunday morning here. We go to Mikey on the WadeFord.com hotline. Mikey, welcome to the show.
Man, I've listened to you for the last 10 years of my life, I think. It's nice to be on here.
Yeah, well, Carl Dukes and I are the only originals left, and that was, I don't remember the exact date you're going to, I should know the anniversary date. That's bad of me. It was October, I don't know, what was it, like October 13th, October 12th or something of 2000, you know, I mean, it was 13 years ago, 2011, so 2012, pardon me. Yeah, 13 years, right, 2012.
Yes, sir. Man, what I was calling about is, at the beginning of the year, when we hired a coach, who'd already been here. And we already seen who he was and what he was. He didn't have his staff, but that don't matter. He wasn't an offensive coach. And I swear we need that before we need, you know, the defense carry, but we need somebody who'll put people in motion. And why would we go get New Orleans, the person who picks players, if he put them in salary cap hell? That makes no sense either.
All right, so let me ask you, Mikey. Mikey, you're going to play the game here. And again, it's just yes or no, Mikey. Then no editorializing. Terry Fontenot will be back, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, so you just made the case GM is. Raheem Morris will be back, yes or no?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins will be back, yes or no?
Yes.
Kyle Pitts will be back, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, you went with a yes on all of them. All right, just wanted to play the game there. If you bring Kirk Cousins back, his salary cap hit is going to be $57.5 million, which
but
is going to really – which is and you bring – he and then you tag Kyle Pitts, you're not going to really have much money to do anything in terms of free agency.
We tend to do stuff like that, though.
Yeah,
that's the only reason. I'm just letting you know.
That's all. I mean, they can rework some contracts and let some guys go and get some money to go out in free agency. I mean, it's not like they'll be totally devoid, but you know, they won't have very much room if they post June 1 cut Kirk Cousins. That will free up $25 million, which would cover, you know, the tag for Pitts and all the draft picks, for example, and then you'd have, you know, some more money here to be able to go out and get some free agents. But, yeah, no, I'm with you. Mikey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call here. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Steve. He's on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Steve.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I like your work. John, I've been a Falcon fan for almost 60 years and played a game. Yeah, everybody's going to be back. Because I really believe that Arthur Blank's satisfied with mediocrity.
All right, so
he's
you
happy
say,
with it.
Yeah, so you hang on. I just want to rank you up here.
Okay.
So Terry Fontenot, yes or no? You say yes. Raheem Morris, yes or no?
Yeah.
You say yes.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, yes or no? You say yes. And Pitts,
as
well.
No, he won't be back.
Oh, I thought you said everybody.
I don't have the money for him.
So you say
Pitts
Kirk
be back,
is a no? All right.
Kirk's that's no, fine. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So back to Arthur Blank here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you were talking about Arthur Blank. He's okay with
mediocrity?
Yeah,
I really, since 2013, we've had two winning seasons. Two. That's right. A fact. Okay. Look it up if you want to.
Well, I know that. Hang on.
He's happy with mediocrity. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. I understand that. But this is a problem with the team. He's happy with mediocrity.
I don't think he's happy at all with mediocrity. He spent, let me make the case.
He's satisfied with it.
Well, no, I don't think he's
satisfied with mediocrity. I don't think he's happy with it, but he's satisfied with it.
No, I don't think he's satisfied with it at all.
Bothering.
It bothers him greatly.
Well, okay, John, you've had two winning seasons out of the last 12. That's not being satisfied with mediocrity.
No, he's not satisfied with it. He's bothered by it greatly. He's made coaching changes because of it. He's made general manager. Well, okay, you're not going to let me make the case, are you? You're just going to...
Are
we both going to talk, or are you just going to talk?
Okay. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to hold you through the break here. I'm going to tell you right now, the man is not satisfied with mediocrity. He spent more... I'll make one... Point number one. He spent more money in free agency to try to bring in quality talent than any team in the NFL in each of the last 2 years. Who spent the most? Arthur Blank, trying to win. He desperately wants to win.
What has that got us? John, what has that got us?
Well, I mean, it got you the broke down liar.
I mean, that's why we are.
Hang on. We'll get to you after the break here as we continue this discussion. It's one of the things, too, about Arthur Blank. You know, a lot of people say he's fine with losing, fine with mediocrity. I'm just trying to get what I'm missing here. I'll give you the second point. The man spent more money in free agency than anybody else. I'll make the second point here about how desperately he wants to win. It's to not understand, I think, the mindset of owners in the NFL. All right? The competitive nature of owners in the NFL. We'll do that. And what it means, I'll explain to you how much, what it would mean in terms of money to win. For Arthur Blank on Sports Radio 92 in the Game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, get a little funky on a Sunday morning. What a voice. Did I turn you into a fan, Noel?
Well, I was already on game, John, but I was glad you were with me.
Live on Sports Radio 99 The Game, John Frigge with you. If you're hanging on, Roy, Jim, Philip, Dexter, if you call in, I guarantee you'll get on the air because it's just you and I. For the next near 3 hours here. So just be patient. I promise you'll get on the air. You're a guest, not a caller. And as I always say, we can disagree without being disagreeable. And it's obvious that Steve and I disagree, which is fine. By the way, Steve's got probably more people on his... I'm sure, Steve, you have more people on your side than I have on mine. So one of the ways I mentioned to you that I think that saying that Arthur Blank is not okay with winning is that he's willing to invest in the team, willing to spend more than anybody else in the NFL. The other is in his competitive nature here, okay? You know, knowing the man a little bit, you know, you get the measure of a man when you meet him and you talk to him, you shake his hand, you look him in the eye, and I've had multiple occasions to be able to sit down and talk with him, just, you know, two of us. And the man wants to win. He's not dismissive of this. He's frustrated by it. He is trying to do the best he can. He wants to turn this around for all his properties, for that matter, because he has now four teams. He has the Falcons. He has Atlanta United, the coming NWSL team, and he has that Atlanta Drive team that's in that golf league thing. I'm just kind of curious from a standpoint. This is not a trick question, Steve, to you. If I ask you, Forbes did a list of the most valuable, ranked all the NFL franchises by value, okay, for this year, 1 through 32.
Right.
Take a wild guess where the Falcons are valued at. Just the number probably, between 1 and 32.
I'd say probably between 8 or 9, maybe.
Yeah, you're actually really close. You're closer than I think most people would get. The Falcons are the sixth most valuable franchise in the NFL. And the reason for that is because that includes Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is jewel crown, right? So the Cowboys are number one. They're at just over $10 billion. Then the Rams are number two because they have SoFi, right, against stadium and team. They're at 7.6. Right. The Patriots are at number three at 7.4. Giants at number four at 7.3. Jets at 6.9. Those are because they're New York and it's the number one market. And then comes the Falcons at 6.8. Arthur Blank knows that if he wins a Super Bowl, he'll make $1 billion in value of the franchise. He'll make $1 billion in franchise value overnight if he wins a Super Bowl.
Sure, I can understand that. Yeah, no, I don't doubt that. But what I'm saying is, if he can't win at all, then I think he can be mutually together, Kate. You can want to win, but if you're mediocre, you can live with it. Again, my point is, John, look at the record for the last 12 or 13 years. How does that indicate to you that he really wants to win?
Well, he did. So to me, 28-3 is not his fault, is it?
No, not at all. I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying you've got two winning seasons out of the last 12 or 13. Who is that on?
Well, it's Rich on. Okay? You could argue that he needs to make better decisions. Right. Yes.
Okay,
you can't argue that he's not trying. Is my point.
No, he's. But he's not succeeding.
Well, okay, let me say that's obvious. Right now, he's not succeeding. That's correct. We agree.
But he has it the last 10 years. It's not succeeding.
Yeah, it's eight, but yes.
I feel like you're ignoring his record, a team's record since 2013. Two winning seasons.
That's dismissive. You can't do that because you're picking and choosing.
Record,
now, hang
John.
On.
How is it
hang on. You're, no, because you're picking. Hang on, Steve. Are you going to talk or are you going to let me answer you?
Well, John, I feel like you're ignoring facts.
Okay. When people make cases, okay, they like to pick and choose timelines. Since 2013 is a pick and choice timeline. That's dismissing that in 2012 they went to the NFC title game, correct? The year before that. Okay. Should have won. They were up 17-0 and then Colin Kaepernick happened in the second half.
We should have won the Super Bowl too, and we didn't. Okay.
Okay, so since 2012 they've been to two NFC title games and a Super Bowl, and almost went back the next year. They had first down and goal in Philadelphia in 2017. They win that game. They go right back. They're going to win the. And they're right back in the NFC title game, maybe right back in the Super Bowl. Okay,
hey John, we've been in the playoff in 8 years, so all this history is great.
You were the one who picked 2013.
Okay, it's mediocrity.
It is mediocrity. I agree.
I feel like people ignore this fact. Arthur Blank being a great owner. That's two different things. You can be a great owner. I mean, a great philanthropist, which he is. He's a great person, but it doesn't make you a great pro football team owner. That's a difference. And people in this town don't seem to understand that.
I didn't say, look, here's where we disagree, okay? We agree that the result, but Arthur Blank also agrees with you that the results have not been, you know, what they want them to be. But where we disagree, where I side with Arthur Blank, is knowing the man, getting the measure of the man. I agree with him. But he's not trying to be mediocre. He's trying his best to win.
That's what he's got.
Well, that's what he's got. But that doesn't mean that's what he's trying to do, because you're saying he's okay with it. He's not okay with it. I'm telling you that for a fact.
The team record indicates to me, John, that he is okay with it.
Okay, well, I got your point. Thanks, Steve. I do appreciate it. I got other people. I got to move on. Again, we could disagree without being disagreeable. I mean, that's okay. This is what I understand. You have to get that as we go to Roy, Bob Kraft, right? Bob Kraft and Arthur Blank. Bob Kraft walks in every time to the owners meeting, Roy, right? 28-3. He's got a fistful of rings on his. How bad do you think Arthur Blank wants to walk in? You want to strut like Vince McMahon coming down the aisle to the ring with that ring on your finger into that owners meeting. He wants that in the worst way. To say that he's trying to lose or he's okay with losing? Wow. Roy, welcome to the show. Hello, Roy. Yep, no Roy. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Well, the thing of it is, he might be a good hardware business guy with Ernie Marcus, who was really the kingpin of Home Depot and got that started with Arthur Blank and a couple of them. But the thing of it is, since he's had them, he's trusted who he hired. He hired them in good faith, believed in them. You do that in any business. And if he's had bad decisions, like we said, he had some bad decisions. But the thing of it is, we had Thomas Dimitroff. How did he pick all them good players with the Patriots and undrafted free agents be starters than what we drafted? Then he comes to Atlanta here and forgets what he's doing.
Thomas Dimitroff forgot. Thomas Dimitroff forgot what he was doing?
Is what everybody thinks, what I'm saying. He did. He didn't draft as good for us as he did for the
Patriots. At the beginning he did. He even admitted he had some bad drafts at the end. That's one of the reasons he's gone. But the man did draft two of the greatest players that took us to a Super Bowl, right? I mean, he drafted Grady Jarrett. He drafted Matt Ryan. He traded with Cleveland 5 picks to get Julio Jones, correct?
Well, I'll go you one on that pick, and Chuck Smith pointed it out to me.
Okay.
We'll compare one receiver 5 years who played for the Falcons. His stats are equal for the first 5 years Julio was in, except for one stat.
I don't want to sit here and argue Thomas Dimitroff. He's long gone here. Let's talk about the team right now. Okay, let's talk about the team.
Andre Rison had almost as many.
Okay, that's fine. I mean,
that's fine.
I'm not going to be like dredging up Wallace Francis and Alfred Jenkins. That's not what we're talking about here. So let's talk about the team right now.
He has trusted Rich McKay too much. Rich McKay might be a fine man to be on the rules and infractions committee. But anybody who picked Keith Brookin over Takeo Spikes and Derek Brooks.
We're not going to go over draft picks either. You can't play this draft game. You just can't. I'm sorry, Jim, you can't play the draft game. Otherwise, why wouldn't you have taken Tom Brady? He was a sixth rounder. Why wouldn't you have taken, John Elway? Not John Elway, but Joe Montana. He was a third rounder. I mean, you can't play the draft game. You know that.
Well, here's the thing, the main thing. I think maybe Arthur Blank is waking up and realizing after all these years, everybody can't understand, he's hiring a consultant people. They're going to evaluate everybody down from the top to the players. Well, yes, if that's what he thinks he needs to do, that might open his eyes. They may help if he has a consulting people, like a lot of other NFL teams have hired people, to hire and fire GMs and coaches. I think he might be waking up to the game after all these years a little bit.
Yeah, consulting firms don't usually make suggestions on who to hire and fire. They just kind of tell you what the evaluation is and leave the decision up to you. They're not going to say.
But their decisions lead to more.
Yeah, I mean, it may, and that's right. That may be the case. Since you're here, Jim, let's play the game, Jim. Ready? This is just Jim. Yes or no? Will Terry Fontenot be back next year? Yes or no?
Well, all these questions are going to depend on what this consulting firm comes up with.
I'm not worried about the consulting firm. I'm asking Jim on the phone right now at 9:52 in the morning on a Sunday morning. I'm asking you for your best guess right now. I don't care about no consulting firm. Terry Fontenot is going to be.
Agree, not or nor or disagree. Would I take the?
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. 404-726-09. There's no wrong answer here if you want to take the I'm just trying to get a pulse, guys. I'm just trying to get you. You're not sure. Nobody's sure. Hell, I'm not sure. I want everybody to understand another thing, and I've made this point, but I want to continue to make this point as we go into the offseason, because it's really important to me that you have clarity, okay? Clarity is the most important thing. We don't have to agree. I don't care about agreement. I care about clarity. when it comes to any talk show host, any member of the media, any blogger, anybody who's online, on TV, on radio, nobody, and I mean nobody, not down to the people that are at Flowery Branch every day with their ear to the ground listening on the railroad tracks, nobody outside of Arthur Blank's office knows what's going to happen. Nobody. Okay? Nobody. Everybody from Joe Patrick to D-Led to the AtlantaFalcons.com and Will McFadden to all the TV people and all the hosts on 92 on the game, everybody's just taking their best guess. Nobody knows. Just so that we're all clear here. And I'm just giving you my best guess. If you're on hold, I guarantee you'll be on the air, 404-726-0929. John Fricke with you on a Sunday morning on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.